This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Earlier this week, we were talking about a U.S. Postal Service hack possibly originating from China. And today, we're going to talk about another attack that reportedly disrupted weather data collected and maintained by the federal agency that runs the National Weather Service. This meant a break in the stream of information public and private forecasters rely on, and this sort of thing can have a big impact on business, from Chicago, Nova Sappho reports.
If you want a clear link between the economy and the weather, think back to last winter and all those polar vortices.
We did spend a lot of time discussing weather and how it's affected businesses and households.
That's Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen. Businesses spend a lot of time planning for the weather, too. Industries like shipping and air travel. Ross Amer is a retired United Airlines pilot and aviation consultant.
Most airlines have their own weather prediction and monitoring operation,
which relies on National Weather Service data. Gary Cecchini, a senior policy analyst at RAND, says governments rely on that data, too.
We see a storm coming, and all the information you can have prompts decisions about when do you evacuate, where do you move people to, what places will be safe and what places will be inundated.
Here in Chicago, for example, forecasts help determine when to open the water gates into Lake Michigan to prevent flooding. In Chicago, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.